Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding, except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick, and you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class, Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How are you doing? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions as always. Sure, you know that by now. Do you know that boy now?
And if you don't know, well, now you know. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Speaking of questions, question. We have the beautiful Owen Brennan with us in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Do you like Elvis?
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
A few emails about rats.
Rats?
Like
from the flats?
Snitches or like?
No, pet rats. Remember we were talking about pet rats?
Yeah.
Millie says, I have a pet rat myself, Mike. I had another one, Morrissey, like the singer, but he was sick and too young to fight it and passed away last night.
No.
Aww.
Sorry to hear about that.
I went with Mike and Morrissey as they were both in the Smiths, but also because my name is Millie. My sister's names are Maya and Maisie, and my dad's name is Mark.
All the M's. It's like your family, isn't it?
Rats make great pets, and they're actually the most intelligent rodent. They're obviously not like wild rats, and are significantly smaller, but still fairly big. They're relatively cheap to take care of. The cage is usually the most expensive part. Cages range from 90 to 120 euro. Rats are usually 20 to 25 quid. You know, food is around 6 quid. Wood chip doesn't say for how long.
If they bite you, will you get Wales disease?
No.
Well,
only the wild ones, because they're like wild.
In a pissy canal.
Yeah.
Millie tells us rats don't really bite you unless they're scared or you've hurt them. They're also easily trained. You can train them to use a potty in the cage.
What?
Hmm. And they love to roam. When I just got Mike, for example, he had figured out how to open his cage and he hid down the side of my bed.
Ugh. Ugh. I'd also be afraid that I'd love him and then accidentally stand on him.
Because you love him that much?
No, yeah. Just like he's wandering around the gaff and then you just crunch him.
Yeah.
That could happen with any small pet though.
That could happen with my dog.
Yeah.
Tiny. Smaller than a rat.
He got cancer, did he? The rats get cancer? Or did he just say,
just said sick.
Sick. And then passed last night. And then what did he do with the body? Do you bury a rat?
Did you just stick him in the bin? It's a pet nonetheless.
Just put it in the bin.
I had to give him a proper send off.
A Viking's funeral.
Yeah.
Send him to a pond, push him out in a little bit of wood, and set him on fire.
You'd forget I have a turtle, wouldn't you?
Ah, yeah.
You'd always forget that.
Do you forget?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm.
Then I come in and I go, I forgot I had that.
Sometimes I forget I have kids. And I'm like, who the fuck?
What are them things walking around?
Did you see the AI trend where people are going around pretending that there's a homeless person?
Yeah.
Have you seen that now?
No.
It's quite funny, but it's going to be like everything else, just overdone.
Oh, yeah. But for now, it is funny. For now, it's funny.
Millie continues, male rats tend to be more relaxed than females, and rats love to climb, whether that's on you or inside their cage. She sends a picture of her sister, Maisie, with Mike, who is just a regular grey fancy rat.
Is that a type of rat, or is it just a fancy rat wearing like a dicky bow?
Oh, it's a type of rat.
Fancy rat.
And Morrissey, God rest him.
Is there a photo?
He was an albino. Fancy rat. There's Morrissey.
Oh, that's it.
I think he's kind
he's alright, isn't he?
Oh, he's alright. Yeah. And here's Mike.
Pink inside out ears and everything. Fucking hell.
He's clean though.
Here's Mike with little Maisie.
Oh, that looks like, I mean, I would,
it's like a puppy. That's, it's like a puppy.
Mike looks more like the rat you'd think, you'd expect.
Not nice.
You never see Ratatouille?
Ratatouille. Still not, it's still a no for me, I'm afraid. Although I would like to try hold one maybe and see how I feel, because my kids were afraid of Fred when we first got Fred, but then they just, you just get used to it, don't you?
Pulling his tail and everything now.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth tells us, on the topic of rats, back in the 70s there was a horror movie called Ben. Michael Jackson's Ben was the theme song. It was about killer rats and a little boy who befriends one of them. Mad movie, but great song.
Killer rats. Was the song Ben written for that movie? Or was Ben,
it was Michael Jackson's song, never heard it.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, was Ben the name of Michael Jackson's rat, or was Ben written specifically for this movie?
Let's find that out for you.
What's that song go like?
And the two of us need look is that no it? More.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I thought it was both found Dirty Ben. Oh no.
Yeah, it
Dirty
seems it was.
Ben.
He was written for the film.
He was written for the film.
Yeah, and it was his first number one.
Holy shit. Well, he was only young, isn't it?
14.
Was that his first solo song apart from the Jackson 5?
Ben.
The two of us need look no more.
Who was he singing about?
The rat.
No, but in the song.
The rat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the song about a rat.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson was mad, wasn't he?
Well, yeah.
Singing about rats and all.
That's where we, that's where we went. That's where we figured out that he was weird.
Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famous like. Well, I had that with some fella last week. Smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah. You can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72 hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Don't think we had this one before. From Kyle. I live on Dorset Street. My commute home from work takes me from Ballsbridge through town up Pier Street. Last few weeks the traffic lights have been out along the way on a few occasions. It worked really well. Traffic moves a lot quicker, as people weren't sitting waiting for a green light when it was already safe to proceed. Drivers were also more cautious in general as a result. Joe has had some wild ideas about improving traffic in the past, so I'd love to know his thoughts on removing most of the traffic lights from the city centre.
I would be a fan of it.
What country has no traffic lights where it's just constantly going?
Bangladesh.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like,
is it Bangladesh though?
No traffic lights in Bangladesh, and they are moving. They are moving.
Do you ever see the live, the fucking like time lapses of that?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
it's just like constant.
It's an art. It's like blood cells through an artery.
Just Bangladesh does have traffic lights, just to be clear on that.
No, it doesn't.
No, I'm pretty sure it doesn't have.
It has like men with stop signs, like lollipop men. It doesn't have fucking traffic lights.
It doesn't have physical traffic lights in Bangladesh.
It does. Not everywhere, but it does.
I didn't know that, Joe.
The big cities.
Thanks, man. Yeah, well, every day is a skill day.
Yeah, I didn't actually know that.
I'd be a fan of it. I think there's way too many traffic lights in Dublin City. Or at least they should change more frequently. There should be more filter lights.
It's the traffic lights' fault that there's traffic.
100%.
That's the cause. And I heard it's done on purpose.
It's by design.
By a taxi man who told me it's on purpose because the government did it. And then he started talking about RTA and all. And
yeah. Well, I agree with him.
With the RTE bit? Or?
No, I think it's like they're trying to make it difficult for drivers to drive through.
They don't
the
want
city.
You to go through town.
They want you to cycle
to
in.
Cycle in.
Or get
a bus. A bus?
No. Well, you can't get a bus.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a bus into the town the other day and I would have had to wait 45 minutes to come from Coolock to get a bus. 45 minute wait on a Sunday to come into town. So I can't even get into town from Coolock. Now that makes me even more conspiratorial that I think they're trying to prevent people even getting into town. Not driving into town, but even getting into town.
Stay out.
That's another talk.
For another podcast.
Just like to point out, Bangladesh has a rate of road deaths some 15 times higher than Ireland.
Oh, there you go.
But they have like 100 times more people than Ireland.
I said a rate, not a number.
So per capita?
Yeah. Yeah, now, it's actually a weird way to measure this. I might have that wrong. I don't think I do.
I wouldn't say so.
I think they have 60 per whatever, 10,000 vehicles. I don't know. And we have 4, basically.
Yeah, but they drive around in tuk-tuks. And they don't have traffic lights. Traffic lights definitely make the road safer, but it's less efficient.
I didn't know they didn't have traffic lights. That's mad.
But
not one, like.
Right, let's just strip this one back a bit, right? Go to one junction. What's the busiest four-way junction you can think of that everyone will know? So we can all get a good visual.
I'm thinking of the junction at Portland Row and Summer Hill. That junction there. There's often crashes there.
The junction at Lidl in Finglas.
That's a roundabout though.
The little mini roundabout. Yeah, that's a roundabout. It's sort of like a junction.
Let's go down further. Let's say Fairview, the Five Lamps, where the Five Lamps is, where Sheriff Street meets Portland Row across Amiens Street to the North Strand.
Okay.
That's a big, busy junction with 4 lanes either side and then two lanes up down Sheriff Street.
So at rush hour, when there's pretty much a constant stream of traffic coming out of town, heading up to North Strand.
Yeah, junctions
how
everywhere.
How long do the people on Sheriff Street wait cut into traffic?
Well, you just wait until there's a gap.
What if there isn't a gap?
Yeah, you push in.
You have the right of way. You have the right of way.
Yeah, exactly. What happens when you crash?
Everyone has the right of way. You just push in.
Because it's a junction.
You can just push in.
So, no traffic lights and everyone has the right of way.
Yes.
All right.
That'd be brilliant.
Everyone's going to end up getting Glenn's bus. No one's going to want to be in a car.
Oh, the buses would be
they were
done away
traffic
with.
Regime.
The buses wouldn't be able to fit in that system.
Yeah.
Too big. Too long. Too long.
There's always a gap in traffic. There's a gap in traffic. Like, the amount of people leaving town... And not even anymore. But anyway, the amount of people leaving town, there'd be gaps once the abundance went. And like, there'd be opportunities to crisscross. You just go for it.
Yeah. Whatever happens, happens. You leave it up to fate.
But you don't close your eyes. You don't just blindly go. Like, you just wait for a moment.
No, everyone in Bangladesh closes their eyes when they're driving.
Stick a roundabout on it then.
And scream.
Stick a roundabout on that junction there. Instead of traffic lights, everywhere's a roundabout. Roundabouts are...
You get sick.
You just wait for an opportunity to go into a roundabout.
Yeah.
There's no lights on most of them. So I'd say just go for it.
You want to get rid of the buses altogether as well?
Oh, but buses are a waste of fucking money. They're a waste of money.
You were comprehensively proved wrong on this one.
I was not. I just never done my research to back up what I was saying. I was not. But they're a waste of money.
That is so true. That is so true.
Empty.
You buses. Just came in with a big fucking opinion. I made everyone listen to it. Didn't bother with any research.
No, he came back with nonsense research.
No,
and I'm like, he did. It was, how often does a bus driver drive a bus that's less than 20% full?
Glenn and the bus
driver. 90% of the time.
They put their heads together and they proved you wrong, my friend.
They did not. Buses run at 11 o'clock at night and there's like 2 people on them. Waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking waste of money. That's what they are.
2 people.
And they're changing the 1-2-3 and everything. Like, that's fucking lousy. They're changing the route of the 1-2-3 and the name of it. It's a historic route and it's a very necessary route and it's taking them away from town. The only way people from Ballybock can get into town is on the 1-2-3 and they're fucking taking that away from them because they're pricks. Because they're fucking dickheads and they want to keep people away from town. Like, fuck off.
What?
Well, if my man wants to get into town, like, how's she supposed to get into town?
You need to go on to the Tonight Show.
I'm going to call Joe Duffy. Get Joe Duffy back on the bleeding.
Why do they want to keep people out of town?
They want to keep working class people out of town.
I'd love if you had you on it.
And what's even better is he's not even moving his arms.
Yeah, usually, it's like
a puppet.
I'm dead serious. I'm so fucking... They've slowly boiled the frog until it's fucking dead in the water and it's poxy. It's poxy. Can't even get into town. Can't go to Penny's to pick up a few socks. You have to walk all the way in. You can't even get a bus. They stopped the traffic going in, so you can't drive in. And now they stopped the only bus route that goes into town. How the fuck are you supposed to go to town to do your shopping? If you're trying to regenerate and rejuvenate the city centre, you don't deviate traffic. You don't deviate public transport from going into it. It's fucking ridiculous.
That does seem strange.
Ridiculous. That's my rant anyway for the week. Killing the 1-2-3. Fuck you. Who's the transport minister? Who's the minister for transport? And I'll write them a strongly worded. Send this to the transport minister. Say you don't know what you're doing. You don't have a clue what you're doing.
What's the name of that show? I said to go on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
What's the theme song of that?
Is it? I don't know.
We will not control. Or is that something it's else?
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. It's a
Sabian,
Muse.
It? Muse, yeah. What's the name of that
we
song?
We can't control. We will be
uprising, is it?
Glorious. Down. Yeah. And another thing, Claire. No, I'm not done talking.
Oh, we'll leave
I'm
it
not
there.
Done talking.
Tune in next week when we'll have
No. Enoch, you shut up, Mary Lou.
Enoch Bork will be here.
No, hang on a second. It's the 1-2-3. It should be
a wow wow.
It's such a random song, isn't it? For a politics show. Muse. Love that band.
I'm trying to find where.
Can you leave that in, or is that copyright?
I'd say we'll be okay with it. I'm trying to find the new route. They have a
we
very
have to
vague
do like
map.
Improv with that.
It goes down Portland Row, I think, up Aiming Tree, and then stops on the Keys.
Do you have anything else to give out about?
That's the main one for now.
Go on, give us one more little.
Okay, give me a second. Right, go on, go for it.
What else are you annoyed about?
See, the police force in this country, the police force, they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, leave it there.
They don't know what they're doing. They're underfunded. There's not enough people. There's not enough boots on the ground. Palmer Street's gone to shit. And come here to me. The arts in this country is the lifeblood of this country. And come here to me, Claire. Come here to me. No, don't cut me off. No.
But and everyone just gets up and starts dancing then with little air guitars and all. All the politicians go.
All right, Jim O'Callaghan.
Fucking. I'm looking at a map here. It says the 73 still goes through Ballybock and Summerhill.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, but it doesn't go. So the 73 is the new route from the 123.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go into town. It goes up along the Keys.
I think it does. Where does it go? Talbot Street?
No, it doesn't go up Talbot Street.
It goes down Gardiner Street.
Where does it go?
No, it doesn't matter if it goes down Gardiner Street now.
You can't walk from Gardiner Street to O'Connell Street.
I know, come here to me. What's Labour
now?
What's Labour doing about it, huh? What's Labour doing about it?
Bring back that Bray match and just replace it with that. At the end of the Tonight Show, just the three of us giving out with wigs on.
They'd
all love that.
What's they'd
be like, I missed that Bray match. That's kind of like that Bray match.
A little bit of satire, isn't it? Sort of.
Is that all? So if you have any emails, send them in to stall@goloudnow.com.
Yep.
Or send Joe a message. I'm sure Joe will get back to you. He's enough to get off his chest anyway. So
what to get off me? And come here to me. Another thing, there needs to be a swimming pool out in Coolock. The kids need to swim. There's nowhere for them to play. There's fires, robbed cars everywhere. We can't even get in to a swimming pool.
Yeah.
There's no sauna.
Yeah.
We need a sauna out
in
Coolock.
Yeah, yeah,
we need
yeah,
a running yeah. track. We need somewhere for the kids to play. Somewhere that's safe. Kids can't even cycle. They're all cycling.
And tell me this, what can you do about that, Joe?
It's all Labour's fault. What's Labour doing about
what can
it?
You do
doing
to
nothing.
What can you do to fix
there.
The problem?
We can get money from the council and they should be filling in the potholes so the kids can cycle. So the kids can cycle.
How are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. Smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Link's Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah. You can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72 hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Links. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.